Now, would you know a local craft beer from one that is mass produced? And that is if the labelling wasn't a bit deceptive, shall we say. And now it seems that the big brewers, the big multinationals, are muscling in on this market for a craft beer. But the microbreweries in Donegal have launched a campaign to try to expose this and how the global drinks industry is producing what is essentially fake craft beers. Kinnegar and Old Mill Brewing Company are going to now start labelling their products with a symbol so as we can distinguish them as genuinely independent craft ales. And the independent craft brewers in Ireland say that this emblem will help consumers to recognise a genuine independent artisan beer from a mass-produced, high-volume, fake craft beer produced by global giants. Well, Julio Diana from the Old Brewing Company in Convoy is here. And Julio, really that's what it's all about. It's about being able to recognise a genuine artisan craft beer from one of these, you know, mass-produced beers from a global company.
Yeah, John. Nice to talk to you here. Yeah, we are facing like a... it's not a big issue, but it's more about they trying to confuse the customers on what about they are doing, about their products. Basically, it's the massive producer industry and the big breweries, they are see the craft beer start to increase the sales on a continent everywhere.
They see a buck. They smell money, and they figure that they want to get a big share of this.
Yeah, exactly. They want to do everything for themselves, you know. They want all the market for themselves. They want to sell all the beers on the world for themselves. Yeah. But I personally think there is a market for everybody, and everybody needs to stick with their product. We produce craft beers. For me, craft beer means artisan beer. Mm. It's a handmade beer. It's a small production batch. We have a really good care on the beers we're producing, because we are able to do this because we have a small setup, a small quantity to be put out. And I don't think you can call big industries and big massive product as an artisan product.
You know? The reality is you only have to taste one of these mass-produced beers, regardless of how it's labelled, to taste the difference. That's the reality. But a lot of people will be fooled because they'll see something with a fancy label or a label that maybe they're not used to seeing, and this may be on draft or bottles, and then they'll mistakenly think, well, that's an artisan beer, and it's a good chance that it's locally produced, or it's made here in Ireland, and that's far from the truth.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. They put the name on. They create a beer, a fancy name and a different name that the beer people never saw before. And because the product is new, they believe it's a craft beer, but in fact it is not. It's hard to define which one, because the new guys, new customers that start to try the craft beers now at the moment, it's near impossible for them to recognize which one is real microbrewery or which one is a big brewery.
Absolutely, especially at a glance. And what I like to do when I'm off and we're away for a weekend or whatever, and I'm in a different town and in a pub or a hotel, I'll ask for, you know, what local beer do you have on draft? And then, you know, you'll take the advice of the barman and he'll pull you a pint and you either like it or you don't. But it's nice to try different beers if you're in different towns or different regions. Whereas if it's one of these mass-produced beers, then, you know, it's anything but local.
No, everything is not a local. We not get a big breweries doing just a local market. You know, they do all over the county, as well. And like my beer particularly, I'm trying to supply just Donegal only, because I'm really small setup and a small brewery. And I think, I believe when the people come abroad, come to visit Donegal, they really look for different local food, local products. And they obviously they ask for local beers as well in the pubs. And that was, I think, is all about. You put the beer on and people ask for the local.
And it's the same, I mean, because we're fighting hard to be a food or a food and drink destination, and tie that in with the whole Wild Atlantic Way and so on. And the same applies in different parts of the country, because they're all going to have fine local produce, including local breweries. So it's important that they are distinctive and that they're supported. So tell me about your beer. Tell me about the process, first of all, and how it's different to this beer that's mass produced.
Yeah, the big difference is the process himself. My brewery is only, I produce 500 liters of beer each time. And basically everything is handmade, everything is hand-touched. I mill my grains, I put the grains on a hot water and I mash the grains. Then I boil that wort, what we call wort. Then we put on a fermenter. And that wort we're going to ferment for about 20 days to have a beer ready. Mm-hmm. Just a quick comparison, if you go on a big breweries, they don't do that in 20 days. They normally spend 5 to 6 days on that process because they need the volume.
Mm-hmm.
And they use enzymes and another type of things. Not chemicals, but enzymes to quickly
speed up the process.
Yes, exactly. And what we do is basically is a beer that was made in from 1,500 years ago is the same process. You know, everything is very, very hand-touch and very artisan made.
And is your beer under the Old Mill label?
Yeah, my beer is an Old Mill Brewing Company. We are based in Convoy. The name comes from the place we are based at the moment. Yeah. It's an old mill in there. And I'm very glad to be there because that factory has some history for Convoy. And our people around there are so proud to see a brewery open there because we are a small village.
Yeah,
and
because of the association.
Yeah, and the people, many people used to work on that factory, and the factory closed down in 50s and 60s, and now something is being produced there again. And the pubs, local pubs and the local supermarket, they never had craft beers, but they have mine because I'm local. And I think that's all about when people come to see local products.
So now yourselves and Kinniger are coming together, and it's to put... To make your beers recognizable, so as when you see them in a pub or an off license or a supermarket or whatever it is, that you'll know that's a local artisan beer. And how are you going to do that? It's going to be clearly outlined clearly on the labeling.
Yeah. We just start a campaign. That is an Irish crafty, independent crafty brews of Ireland. That movement started in 2010, but we intensified that now. We're trying to get aware of people and show the people what we really are. We have 75 breweries on Ireland at the moment, microbreweries, and only 33 is on the ICBI because we're trying to get more people on and try to get all the breweries together to show
just
up
the strength products. In numbers.
Yeah, to send the numbers and show up the product. And what we're doing at the moment is we have a big campaign to show up our symbol, all our beers, all my beers, Kinniger beers, and I'm sure as well another brews on Donegal, like a Boghopper and a Donegal Brewing Company, they're going to adopt that in the future because that's good for everybody.
Yeah.
And we are all together on that.
So people can make a more informed choice.
Ah, yeah, for sure. They're going to see the label. You're going to recognize that's a really a crafty artisan beer because we can show that up.
And all too often, small breweries and local craft beers are muscled out by these big boys, by the big companies, and they'll offer, you know, incentives like free kegs, and they'll even, in some cases, if you can strike a deal with a pub to have your beer available on draft, and then they get wind of it or they see it, They'll harangue the bar owner until such time as, you know, the line is taken out.
Yeah, that's start to happen very often now. That's really like a big issue for us. What we're trying to do at the moment is we're trying to get the right pubs to put our beers, because some pubs, we got some support from many pubs that like to have our beers. Mm-hmm. And that pubs, they really need to fight against the big ones, because when another guy, big brands come up, they see your tap on, they see my tap on a pub, they say, ah, take that out, put my craft, that's their craft brands, and take my tap out and put the day ones, and they say, to do this, I offer you 2 free kegs, or I can do this, or I can offer you something you
and
need
they're
for
so,
your bar.
They're so big, and they have such a stranglehold on the market that, you know, a pub, and especially a small pub, they're, you know, they're going to find it hard to resist. They're going to find it very hard to say no. And, you know, because it's not just one craft beer that they're interested in getting up there. Then there's all sorts of other beers, and a lot of them well known, and the pub doesn't want to run the risk of not being able to stock them, or not, you know, getting free kegs off them or whatever it is. So they're using their, again, they're using their size, and they're trying to muscle you out of the market, I suppose.
Yeah, that's our whole thing. You know, we can't say is that's a pub owner fault, because we, you know, we are in the market, and he is in the market, he needs to survive as well.
Yeah.
And we can't say, no, don't take that out and keep my tap on. We can't say that to him, because he needs to sell the product. And the basically is the multinationals, they have, you know, plenty of money behind them, and they look the market on 20, 30 years' time. They don't care to spend $3 million more on this year to have the share on the future. And we, unfortunately, we can't do that. You know, we try to go on local pubs and really pubs that support us and be able to refuse some offers or, you know, just try to keep working for us together.
And pubs will support you, I suppose, if there's a demand. If the person sitting at the counter goes, you know, what Donegal beers do you have? And if they don't have any Donegal beers, then, you know, they're going to look around. So the next time you come knocking on the door, they'll say, absolutely, I'll take a few cases of that. Or, yeah, I'll stick on a tap of that, because I'm fed up saying that I don't have it. So really, I suppose the demand has to come from the consumer, if you like, or from the drinkers.
Yeah. The consumers, like, I see the more tourist persons come. And on the pubs, they ask for local products.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, hotels, restaurants, and the pubs, they start to get more asking for that local beers. And that's where we start to go in. But again, it's hard to fight, because some pubs, they are massive, and the big multinationals look for that pub, look for that space.
Yeah.
And they want to be on that space.
Yeah.
And it's hard for us to put our product in there.
I would find that the smaller the pub, the greater the expectation that they would have local beer. I mean, if I go into a small pub on the edge of a village, or in a village or a small town or whatever, you know, I'd almost expect them to have a local beer. Whereas if you go into a super pub, then, you know, you just, I don't know, I just the same thought wouldn't cross my mind. And yet, as a small producer, you'd like to be in a pub of all sizes.
Yeah. I hope to be in all size, but I know that's near impossible at the moment, because all that type of things has happened. But yeah, it's true. Normally, you see local pubs, they like to have the local products, and small pubs, you tell the truth, it's not big, massive, like you have some chain pubs that have 1,000 pubs on the chain. They don't have much local beers because, you know, the multinationals, they buy the space from them. And for us, it's really, really hard to get the product in there. And we try to put everywhere on a country. Like I'm Donegal, I'm trying to go everywhere on tourist towns, on a small village, to have the product, because I believe people is proud to drink something is made on a country and bring the names on the country up. I'm proud to support the name, the old mill, the convoy, and even on my labels I mentioned, crafted in Donegal, because I want to carry up that for my product. You know, I want the people to see where that come from. And in fact, they're going to have a taste from the country. You know, when you travel, you know, when I travel, I normally go and ask for local food, because I want to come back home with that taste for that place. And that's what's about.
Well, if we were in some part of France or some part of Spain, we'd be asking for the local wine. So there's no reason why if visitors come to Donegal, they wouldn't ask for a local beer. And you don't mind, no matter how big the company is, if it's a level playing field, so long as they are genuinely making a craft beer. But as you've outlined there, they're not, and they're just being very clever with labelling and marketing, and they have the budget to throw at marketing, that is for sure. Anyhow, in the meantime, I wish you well with the campaign. Julio Diana from the Old Mill Brewing Company in Convoy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.